This is Tom Arms of LookAdNews.com's World Report for the week beginning the 13th of March. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Trump's second attempt at a travel ban takes effect next Wednesday if the federal court in Hawaii does not block the move on Tuesday. Visiting the president next week will be Irish leader Edna Kerry and German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will be touring Japan, South Korea, and China to develop a coordinated response to the North Korean missile launches. Finance ministers from the G20 countries meet in the German spa town of Baden-Baden next weekend. Early in the week, the Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates, and the White House delivers its budget for 2018 to Congress. The amended Brexit bill goes from the House of Lords to the Commons on Monday. The Conservative government says it will throw out the amendments which protect EU citizens in the UK and give Parliament the final say on any final deal. Meanwhile, Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson flies to Moscow for talks on Syria and Ukraine, issues over which the Foreign Office said Britain and Russia have significant differences. Far-right Freedom Party leader Geert Wilders is expected to win the most seats in the parliamentary elections in the Netherlands on Wednesday, but he's unlikely to win an outright majority. Meanwhile, French Republican presidential candidate François Fillon will appear in court accused of paying $1 million of public money for work that his wife did not do, allegedly. And finally, who says teaching doesn't pay? On Sunday in Dubai, one lucky teacher will be named World Teacher of the Year and walk away with $1 million. And that was next week's News Today from LookAhead.com so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms of LookAhead.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 13th of March. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Version 2 of President Trump's travel ban takes effect next Wednesday if the federal court in Hawaii doesn't block it. State authorities are opposing it on the grounds that the ban breaches religious freedom rights and damages the state economy. Donald Trump, meanwhile, plays host to Irish Prime Minister Edna Kerry, who's in America for St. Patrick's Day on Friday. He will also see German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who's been diplomatically critical of the president's policies on human rights, immigration, NATO, Brexit, and the EU. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is on a Far Eastern tour next week to discuss North Korean missile tests. He will be in Japan on Wednesday and Thursday, South Korea on Friday, and China on Saturday. In each country, he'll meet his counterpart, and in China, he's expected to also meet President Xi Jinping. In Beijing, Mr. Tillerson will also try to repair damaged Sino-American bridges while stressing America's position on the South China Sea and East China Sea. G20 finance ministers meet in Baden-Baden in Germany next Friday and Saturday. Earlier in the week, the new U.S. Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, is in Berlin on Wednesday and Thursday for talks with his German counterpart, Wolfgang Schäuble. The OECD on Tuesday launches its annual report for the G20 countries. The Monetary Policy Committee of the Federal Reserve Bank has its monthly meeting on Tuesday and Wednesday. Chairman Janet Yellen has hinted at interest rate rises. Also next week, President Trump will deliver to Congress the budget for financial year 2018. In Britain, the Brexit bill returns to the House of Commons after the Lords attached amendments protecting the rights of EU citizens and insisting on a substantive parliamentary vote on any negotiated deal. The government of Theresa May has said it would throw out the amendments. Meanwhile, Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson flies to Moscow for talks on Syria and Ukraine, issues over which the Foreign Office said Britain and Russia have significant differences. In the Netherlands, far-right populist Geert Wilders is expected to win the most seats, but not an outright majority, in parliamentary elections there. Wilders wants to stop all Muslim immigration, ban mosques, and has called Islam an ideology from a retarded culture. In France, Republican presidential candidate François Fillon appears in court on charges related to the payment of $1 million of public money for work which his wife allegedly did not do. Fillon has vowed to continue his campaign despite the scandal. And that was next week's News Today from lookaheadnews.com. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.